upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. Were included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And good morning, this is Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief of Technocracy News. Today is Monday, March 11, 2019. Three articles have been posted today on technocracy.news. We'll review them briefly, but I want to tell you that there has been a great milestone this last week. That is that we've exceeded 3,000 posted articles about technocracy on technocracy.news. I say this is a milestone because this is a very day-to-day operation. Normally, actually, 6 days a week. I carefully select articles from around the world. Normally not more than three a day. I do that only to spare you from overstimulation. I try to pick the best three that I can find from the daily pool of stories. And interestingly, well over half of the articles come from overseas sources. It's not probably totally surprising because media in the United States is focused on Washington, D.C., not on issues that might pertain to technocracy. So in any case, the stories of the day today, the first story is headlined, Pope Francis Unites All Religions Over Sustainable Development. My comment in this article is Pope Francis promotes the sacredness of our earth to woo other religions into uniting with the Catholic Church in order to fulfill his dream of a united global religion. This is a very serious business, that is global religion. It's been sneaking up on us for decades. The interfaith movement, various movements within, you know, different types of religions, like especially Eastern religions relating to Western religions. And this article is just one more story of how Pope Francis, in particular, has been completely sold out to the United Nations and to sustainable development. It's a very important story. I hope you read it on technocracy.news. The second story is a little far afield. It's titled Green New Deal Draft Text is Proposed for the 116th Congress. Everybody's aware today because of the news coverage in Washington on the so-called Green New Deal. This is coming on like a freight train. It's incredible. And already draft text has been created on how to change the House rules in order to make way for the Green New Deal. And there'll be more to come on this, but lest you think that the Green New Deal just came out of nowhere all of a sudden. It simply is not true. You'll find as you analyze the Green New Deal that it is pure sustainable development, aka technocracy. This has been brewing for a long time, and I'm certain that there will be links uncovered between the United Nations and the Green New Deal, because it is promoting sustainable development. It's going to be interesting to follow this. But this text is a full text of the proposed rule changes for the 116th Congress. It's just amazing how fast this has appeared, seemingly out of nowhere, but we know it's been in the planning phase for some time. The third article today, I'm proud to say, is written by Dr. Timothy Ball, a good friend of Technocracy.news and a frequent contributor. His article today is titled, "Technocracy is a Data-Fed Frankenstein Monster." It's good. My comment at the top is, at its root, technocracy is based on scientism and logical positivism that invalidates all knowledge except scientific knowledge. This has been a theme I've hit on many times just to kind of set the stage for what technocracy, how they really think. They believe, literally, that there is no knowledge outside of scientific knowledge. And it's fed by data. For more information on logical positivism and scientism, it's kind of hard to pronounce, I encourage you to take a look at Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. That's available on Amazon.com, of course, and it's also available on Technocracy.news. So these are the three stories that are posted today, and on the right side, right column of the website, you'll notice, scroll down just a little bit, you'll notice there's a section called Trending Articles. And those articles are not necessarily always the newest articles, but they are the ones that are being read most frequently as of like right now. So today, for instance, some of the articles that appear, number one article is titled A One World Religion, Pope Francis Signs Historic Covenant with Islam. The second most popular story is Green New Deal Reveals the Naked Truth of Agenda 21. That's written by Mr. Tom DeWeese, by the way. The third one is an old article from 2 years ago called Former President of Greenpeace Scientifically Rips Climate Change to Shreds, and so on. But what's interesting to note here is that, in my view, at least as editor-in-chief of Technocracy.news, is that the articles that are posted on a daily basis are not necessarily the ones that get the most views that day. So people are finding a wealth of knowledge in the older articles on Technocracy, and they're starting to dig down into the older articles, to do searches for topics and so on in the search bar at the top of the screen. And they're discovering these older articles and connecting the dots, if you will, on how it's fitting together in the world. One of the other interesting articles is going down that list. There's another article by Dr. Tim Ball at the bottom that says Dr. Tim Ball crushes climate change, the biggest deception in history. So all of these stories are available for you. We'll cover more as time goes on, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. We're simply going to try and give a little bit of a teaser every day as to what's new and exciting, maybe make an extra comment or two on that particular day's stories or other stories that are coming up. If you have a tip of a story that you think would fit Technocracy.news, I encourage you to send it to me and I'll consider it. I'll put it in the pile, if you will, and take a look at it when the time is appropriate. You can reach me at pwood, that's P as in Patrick, W-O-O-D, at coherent.pub. That's P-U-B as in publishing, of course. So until next time, thanks for your time. Hope you have a great day.